This is Twit.
One of the things that was mentioned that I immediately kind of froze up on, and this is just I think an aspect of me not understanding sort of database management. But what does it mean when we say helping IT pros manage their edge? What is the edge? Where is the edge? I know the world is not square, so where, like, as far as I understand it,
it's the thing before there be dragons.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Move on. Let's go to the next thing.
So edge for them, not edge as in the browser, but the edge is basically IoT devices and even PCs, even servers, right? Anything that's out on the edge of the network that may be disconnected sometimes, may be connected sometimes. It's just saying it's not your central control plane, but it's all the things that connect to it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How I would describe it.
So now we have IT pros being able to control their edge. What did we do before Microsoft came in and provided a way for them to manage this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times they were just disconnected, right? They were just not centrally managed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you had to go to the edge and manage the
You had to
there.
Physically go to the edge, not fall over the edge.
I see now. See, it makes sense. Thank you.
Yep.
And now this is Azure Arc, correct? This is the thing that's sort of sending out lines to the edge and helping the company manage. I think that there was a demo showing how you could easily go into this this portal and see the different devices that were in different cities and states. And I thought it looked a little goofy in terms of the actual UI, but the tools that were available there are, I would imagine, incredible and helpful for IT pros who don't want to have to take a plane to get to the things that they need to manage.
Yeah. Right. So the idea of Azure Arc, it's Microsoft's hybrid strategy in version 2.0, right? So for them, they've had Azure Stack, you know, that's their on-premises version of Azure that people can run in their own data centers. Then they have regular Azure, which is the public cloud. Their idea is, what if we gave you a portal in Azure and you could use it to manage all of your devices, even if they're not on our cloud? Like, say you've got something running in AWS, you could see it through that portal and basically apply all of the rules that Microsoft has, their security, their compliance, the management tools, to all these things wherever they are, even if they're not in Microsoft devices or on their servers.
Wow.
That's it.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
It was hard to understand because what they also did here at the show was they rebranded a bunch of the Azure stuff, and that got kind of thrown in with Arc, right? So Azure Stack is now called Azure Stack Hub instead of Azure Stack.
Stack, another word on it,
Azure Stack DataBox Edge, which is an appliance you can use.
I'm so sorry. Was that a real thing that you just said?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a joke about you've got Azure Stack.
I'm not even making this up.
Okay.
No, it's a data transfer appliance, which also has some compute power on the appliance. So instead of calling that Azure Stack DataBox Edge, they now call that Azure Stack Edge.
Oh.
Which is a simpler name.
Yeah, it is simpler. Name. That's good.
Yeah, and then there's also this thing called Azure HCI, Hyperconverged Infrastructure, which is taking, not even making this up. This is taking your on-premises products and hooking them up to Azure and making use of Azure that way.
Okay.
You can almost do a skit here where she's describing all these different Azure products and the, like, in between them is the sound of like someone fast forwarding. It's like, zzz, Azure high end, it's amazing. I mean, how many brands they have.
Yeah,
I know.
But for the folks who need this stuff, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you watch our post keynote coverage at all?
Like, yes.
When we did our little, okay. So then I actually called Azure HCI a gateway drug, which I heard a lot about from Microsoft afterwards. They're like, Mary Jo, you called it a gateway drug.
You're like, yeah, that is what I called it. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh man, yeah, I wanted to see that you both held to your not promise, but you held to your plans about using the machines that you said you were going to use. So we streamed that and I got to see the sand.
That happened approximately 42 minutes later than it was supposed to.
Right.
We didn't get as much time as we were supposed to have, etc. You know, the day just kind of careened out of control there, but
when you spend 5 to 15 minutes on stickers, That can happen.
Yep.
I want to understand that from. Okay, so if you didn't get a chance to watch the keynote, folks, basically before the keynote was starting, they were talking to different people who were there at Ignite, but they had a little some interviews from the show floor, and they went over and they had this interview about different stickers that were available. And at first, I was okay. I thought, okay, yeah, fun stickers. So that's cute.
Sorry to interrupt, but we know that guy very well. He's a good friend of ours. And we were sitting in our little terrarium thing watching this occur, and I was like, you could just see the credibility leave this guy's body and float into space.
I felt bad for him because it was clear that he was trying to come up with new questions.
Of course,
to
it's not his fault, but he had a full 5 minutes. Yeah. So he literally said at one point, he asked the woman, he said, so I know you have a lot of stickers here, but do you do anything other than stickers? And she said, yeah, we also have some candy, but really the focus is on the stickers.
I saw there were
some. And you just kind of saw him. He just got white and kind of, you could just see him like staring off into space, like thinking, what happened to my career?
I know.
You know.
I know.
Those Starbright mints. Well,
Kyle is such a nice guy. And, you know, he brought,
he really was trying, which I appreciated, to have a conversation. And it was, like I said, I liked the idea that there's a little bit of a personalized or like people kind of touch to it. But what I found fascinating is after the keynote wrapped and then we switched to you find folks talking about the keynote post keynote, the two people you were talking to, their computers were covered in stickers and then yours were pristine and untouched by stickers.
I can't put a sticker on this beautiful sandstone thing, can I?
No.
Yeah.
And Elvis can't have stickers on him either. It's too perfect.
I did eventually put a new Chrome logo sticker on mine.
This one? This little Chrome logo?
Oh, cringe. I need one of those. That's cringe.
It's cringe.
As I said, I'm cringing it up.
It's so pretty.